This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been speaking about this for a while. Many people are getting really, really grumpy at feeling forced to tip. And we spoke about this, how you'll walk up to a place that you've never really had to tip before, like a retail or a fast food. And if you use your credit card, which a lot of people are doing these days because they don't want to get mugged or they don't have cash or they have trouble getting cash, so they're using a credit card. When you use the credit card machine, it asks you for a 10, 15, 20, 25, or 30% tip. And when you look up, you notice you're being watched. And the workers are looking at you to see if you're tipping. And this isn't a restaurant or something where there was service your whole half hour or hour you were there. This was you just went and bought something and now you feel like you have to tip. We spoke about how DoorDash and Uber Eats drivers are noticing that some people are not tipping them, and so they're choosing to not take the, shall we say, the jobs where somebody didn't already leave a tip. And so we have a problem here where we have some people feeling forced tipped. We have others who are jerks that just don't tip enough. And then you have many people in between going, I think I'm getting screwed. Now, there was a event I was a part of. And understandably so, they wanted the gratuity, not so much the tax or the service fee, but the gratuity of 18% prepaid. I'm like, that sounds fantastic. Let's do it. I'm fine with that. I would have said probably 20%, but you're including 18%. You want the 18%? I'll prepay. This way, I don't have to worry about it during the party. Well, we paid that, and then all of a sudden, I found out during the party that there was supposed to be more tipping. You're like, but we already paid the tip. Like, no, no, we don't get that, though. I go, who does? Well, the corporation. And so it's starting to hurt the people that really deserve the tips. And what the tips used to be, tips were never supposed to be automatic. Tips were, and I loved getting tips. And honestly, my tip jobs were some of my favorite ones because getting rewarded for doing a good job is cool. But it started to turn from rather than you getting some extra money for giving it your all and adding that extra smile or making people happy, it turned into, well, this is automatic. So if you go into a restaurant or you do a children's party or whatever, you have two costs. You have the base cost plus the tip cost. And it's automatic. And so, unfortunately, so I live in Las Vegas. For those people that go to the Strip, they're noticing that drinks now are up to $20, $25 a drink. Well, are they going to pay 15, 20%, 30% to the bartenders? Some do. Some are so shocked by the $20-plus drinks that they tip practically nothing to those serving them. And the anger gets projected onto the server. And I'm not sure where we go with this. And I understand post-COVID there was this big, huge surge of software tipping. And I tipped a lot during COVID because if you were essential and you had to put yourself in harm's way to serve and work, and that restaurant was open or that bar was open, I wanted to make sure you got credited for what you did. and going that extra mile. But now it's not being rolled back. So you go and buy a pen at an office store and you're expected to tip. You go and buy party goods at a party place and again it's asking to tip. And now we have a population saying I'm done with tips. And we're seeing that now affect the food industries, where people are like, you know what, I'm paying a fee for the food, I'm paying a delivery charge, I have to, on top of that, pay a tip? Now, I do, but I get why some people on a fixed budget are like, I'm done. It's just not worth it. So I think we need to figure out where we move forward from here, because those individuals who rely on tips and live on tips are not getting tipped. You know, the salon industry, the hair industry, I'm hearing that haircuts have skyrocketed since the pandemic and since inflation, and because of labor fees, et cetera, I'm hearing that there's no more $6 haircut. These haircuts are $20, $25 now. The $6 haircut is now about $25. So rather than the stylists getting $5 tips, $10 tips, they're getting a couple bucks. They're getting crap. And so what do? I don't see prices going back down. And so some retailers are moving towards forced tipping. And they're like, they don't care. They don't care if the patient doesn't come or the person doesn't come back. They're like, you know what? They'll at least give a tip. We'll have tips for our workers. We'll be able to keep our workers. Because that's what these employers need. These employers need their workers getting extra money. And if they can't pay them extra money, they're looking for it from the consumer. Well, the consumer is getting sick and tired of not only paying the higher prices and the delivery fees and all the extra add-ons, but also the additional tipping when it wasn't even really a service that needed a tip. So tips are now losing their worth. They're losing their definition. And it's going to mess it up for everybody. And you have some individuals that are afraid to say something. You have others saying, I'm done. I'm just not going to tip. And then they're screwing over the people that need it. So I say we do a reset. All right, tips are supposed to be for those people that have provided a service, that nobody should be in a job right now where they only get paid a buck or two an hour because they're supposed to live on tips. Everybody should be making a decent wage. The tips are supposed to be extra. Now, mind you, working at a job where you only got a buck or $2 an hour because you lived on the tips, those tips are nice. And I did enjoy the good tips. But the tips are changing, and you have a lot of people now in trouble. So everybody should be at least making a good wage. Tips should be, again, a token of appreciation. Nothing should be forced. Nothing should be expected. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess we've had another little flub done by Biden. I don't really like to report on these things because he's been flubbing throughout his political career. I don't really think it's newsworthy, but it has been making people very, very nervous, especially with everything going on in terms of foreign policy, the election. And I guess he mislabeled the British Prime Minister, calling him Mr. President or something. And I think he made a joke about it. He said, oh, I demoted you or something like that. But it is, you know, his botching makes people a little nervous. And there is a pullout. Now, this of independent, the swing voters, not just Democrats or Republicans, but half say that his age severely limits his ability to do his job. I don't think it's the age. I think it's him. Okay? We've had people who were 80. I know individuals who are in their 90s, sharp as a tack. But age is what is being focused on. And unfortunately, I think we're going to have a lot of discrimination. We're going to have a lot of changes that are age-based that make me a little nervous as a physician. Once you start to say, well, nobody can hold office after this age, nobody can be considered a viable candidate after this age, now that can be extrapolated to medical care, to panels, to I'm just a little nervous about that. So in this latest poll, it's called Economist YouGov. This was conducted June 3rd to 6th. It shows 48% of independent voters think Biden's age and declining health severely limit him. Only 8% think his age isn't a factor. His verbal gaffes, mumbles, fumbles, falling during the Air Force Academy, these are things that are making people kind of nervous. 77% of Republicans think the age is limiting the president, only 13% of Democrats. Now, that's also fascinating. We're all Americans. We're all, you know, fairly raised and educated by the, you know, school districts and public school system. How could there be such a difference in people's opinion on how competent the president is? If you're a Democrat, you support him. And you're like, oh, he's fine. If you're a Republican, you think that he's doing a horrible job. And the independents are at the 50%. 56% of Democrats felt his octogenarian status somewhat is affecting his performance in office. 1,500 people were surveyed. 45% believe Biden's age is impacting his ability to do the job. Nikki Haley is 51 years old, who... I forget the CNN, why can't I think of his name, had said that she was out of her prime. No, I'm sorry, 51 years old. Stop it with the ageism. But she was the former ambassador to the United Nations. She has proposed that there be a 75-year-old age limit set for those wishing to run for president. As you know, you have to be at least 35 years old to become president. She has proposed that there be a 75-year-old age limit set. Well, that could then affect Biden or Trump. Trump is 76 years old running. DeSantis is 44. Biden is the oldest ever person elected president of the United States. He would break his own record being the oldest president reelected at the date of inauguration. You have Chuck Schumer, who's 72. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is 81. And yet, you know, they seem to be, a lot more lucid. And so where do we go from here? I do not like the idea of age limits. I do wonder if we do have to have term limits. And with the Supreme Court, where I think many of us are sidestepping what it is we really want, is it's not that we want to cut off randomly somebody at a certain age. My mom's almost 80, still sharp as a tack. What I think we want to ask for, which everybody's afraid to ask for, are competency tests. When people thought Ruth Bader Ginsburg was semi-comatose, every time you saw her, she looked like she was asleep. She could have been completely with it and active. So people say, well, you know what, let's do a age limit. Maybe we need to just be honest about what it is we want. And we want competency tests. We want to know if Biden has the memory, the verbal fluidity, the mental acumen to not only run our country, but to steer us in the right direction in the face of World War III. We want to know that our aging Supreme Court justices are not being bolstered up and supported and you know, put makeup on and woken up, and they aren't active. We want to know that people are lucid when they're making their decisions. And mental competency isn't just an older individual issue. There could be people with in their 40s with dementia. And maybe we could bypass this whole age requirement we have with just asking what it is we really, really want. Now, as I said, the falls and the stumbles that we've seen with Biden, I'm like, give him a cane. Other presidents have had a cane. They've had a walking cane. They've used Bill Clinton used crutches when he had knee surgery. From a physical standpoint, you have Greg Abbott in a wheelchair. FDR was eventually in a wheelchair. That's not a problem. You could be in a wheelchair. You could have physical. You could be an amputee. You could still be president. It's the mental acumen is what we're worried about. And that's what we need to ask for. And so I get how Nikki Haley is trying to very nicely bring up, well, maybe what we'll do is we'll just limit it to 75. This then keeps other people out. I mean, if President Trump still has his mental acumen, he should be able to still run. If Ron DeSantis turns 75 one day, or if Michelle Obama is 75 when she wants to run. I don't think there should be that age limit, especially since we're aging older. We're aging now, and our life expectancy is changing. I don't think we should just have a narrow window of only 30 years. But sadly, Joe Biden is steering these conversations that are leading us to age discrimination. And it is embarrassing for the average 75, 76, 80-year-old, 85-year-old who says, look, don't just because Joe Biden is stumbling doesn't mean I am too. So, well, let's call it like it is. If we're worried about somebody's performance, then evaluate their performance. Don't blame age. Don't blame race. Don't blame their education. Don't blame how they, you know, just, and we have many different mental status cognitive tests. We have ways where we could very objectively test somebody. And I get that's embarrassing. If President Biden takes a mental status exam or a cognitive test and fails it, that could be crucial. That could be actually disastrous for the Democrats. In fact, there could be calls to reverse many of his laws and executive orders saying he was incompetent at the time of making it. I get that it opens up a can of worms. And that's why nobody wants to go there and they just say, well, let's just make an age limit. No. We have to call it like it is. If we're worried about someone's mental acumen, then we test it. And if we don't think they're going to be able to perform well or perform the duties of office, they need to get out. Now, I understand we're making accommodations. There's a lot of medical conditions that allow accommodations. That's what the ADA protects. But we need, you know, when it comes to running the country, you know, when it comes to being our commander in chief, and you don't know the title of one of your biggest allies, that's a flipping problem. And for his health, don't have him run again then. Let him enjoy, you know, his retirement and get some help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update, the special relationship center stage at the White House, where President Biden's meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Ukraine is high on the meeting agenda, happening amid word that Ukraine has begun its long-awaited counteroffensive against Russian forces in the southeast. Alabama will have to redraw its congressional districts now that the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a lower court ruling that the lines discriminate against black voters.
This is an amazing victory for black Alabama voters. It's for our democracy, for the Voting Rights Act.
Alabama Democrat Representative Terry Sewell tells CNN it's a huge and surprising win. A slowdown by daily hire longshoremen is making the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach resemble the bad old days of supply chain headaches. Container ships are crowding the Southern California coast, waiting to load and offload. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Brian writes, how long does it take to get over a dead cat? He writes, my wife still cries about it, and it's been over a month. The cat was old, died peacefully, but she keeps crying. So, you know, that's interesting. I lost a cat. I was devastated by it because the way it happened was a coyote killed her. And, of course, I feel guilt because I'm the mommy. I should have been with her. I should have been there. I knew something was wrong when she didn't come home one night. And then one of the other cats kept trying to wake me up in the middle of the night to try to tell me something's wrong. But I was crying and I was devastated. I still am devastated, but I was able to function right away. Still sad about it because she slept with us, so 11 years of having the cat next to us each night with her purring. She's a part of the family. You won't get over it. You know, so somebody being upset about it at the month mark isn't that shocking. But my question would be, and you guys could always call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is how much is somebody crying? How much is somebody mourning? You know, we mourn in different ways. When my father died, I didn't really cry that day. I had to go to work that day, and I had to figure out how to pay for the funeral and transfer my dad's body to my state so we could do the burial and then fly everybody in. And I was so busy with everything I needed to do that I didn't have time to mourn. But when I cried about it, it was 6 months later. And all of a sudden, I started crying. Now, the crying lasted about maybe 10 minutes. But somebody could say, well, that's a poor way to grieve. What's wrong with you? You only cried for 10 minutes? No, I miss my father. I think about him often. I still grieve. But it might not be the way that people are expecting where, you know, you do all your grieving all at once. And so when you do lose somebody, and you, or a cat or an animal, and the grieving looks like it's going on longer than normal, what I do as a physician is I try to get to the bottom of what it is they're actually upset about. And sometimes it's not so much the loss, is there's something secondary going on, such as, well, I never talked to my family member, or our last statement, our last discussion was a fight. His last words to me were X, I hate you. Or and so I know somebody whose loved one died, and the last words they had between them were not good because they had some sort of a fight. And so when I see somebody grieving or somebody upset, I go, what exactly is it? Like for me, yes, I really miss the cat, but part of my being upset is the guilt that I moved into a neighborhood that ended up having coyotes. So, you know, some of you could say, look, you can't blame yourself. That's, but that's why I cry. One of the reasons. So find out what exactly it is. You know, there's people who lose a friend, and they're completely devastated by the loss of that friend. And it turns out that friend was their backup. And so if anything happened to their current spouse, now that friend is gone, now their backup's gone. You know, so sometimes, you know, family member might not be able to really get all that out of them. But, you know, as a physician, we sometimes do. And then once we do know that, there's ways to grieve. There's ways to overcome. So one thing I think is extremely therapeutic, and you see this done all the time, and it's something that I recommend, is becoming active in helping the community and preventing your tragedy happening to others. So almost immediately when I found myself, you know, struggling with the loss of the cat, I immediately went and started, you know, a campaign to teach everybody that, look, you know, watch your animals. There's coyotes out there that can eat them up. I went to the news organizations. I wrote an article, and I kind of submerged myself in the cause. And it really helped me deal with it. When you see individuals lose a child, I couldn't even imagine what that must go through. These mothers against drunk drivers, or these people who lost a child to kidnapping. They go into the activism of helping stop child predators, trafficking, etc. And so I think that's very, very therapeutic. Don't do it day one. You got to grieve. It's important to grieve. But sometimes you could turn that loss into a very remote positive. And it thinking that you could save other people's lives is very therapeutic. So my answer to you is, if you have a spouse who really seems to not be getting over something that you think they should be getting over, there might be something else going on. You know, and you know, when I lost a pet, one thing that helped me, and I don't say you always have to do this, but one thing that helped me was adopted another pet. And sometimes the reason why we have all this extra grieving is because we have all this love, and we don't have that. We don't have someone to, or something to, there's now this void of all this love. And so when we lost one of our adopted animals to aged out and died in her sleep, we within a month went back to the pound and adopted a new pet. And it helped. It helped the family. It helped the other pets who were around cope. Because that's one thing I'm worried about. You know, I told you guys about Shaky Boo. I got a cat that's turning 17 in August. And this cat, I mean, I ask him every day, I go, do you want to go to the farm? Yeah, because the veterinarian said, you know, he should go to the farm. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll do it tonight. And he's like, I don't want to go. And he's, you know, still having sex with the other cats, and he's having fun, he's eating, and he's still very active, and he's running around the house. But when that cat goes, the remaining two cats I have, they're going to be devastated. And I'm really nervous about that, too. And so I think I'm ready for him to go to the farm. I've been ready for him to go to the farm the last few years, honestly. He's been doing pee-pee house. You know, he pee-pees up my best clothes. You know, he's grumpy cat. You know, I love him to death. But I think I'm mentally ready. I'm just worried about how the family is going to be. So I already told everybody, I go, look, you know, when he leaves, we're going to adopt another cat. It just, for me, that's how I think we'll be able to deal with it. So, you know, my recommendation to you all is always get the person checked out. You might not be able to manage the grief or manage the depression. And there's a lot of sometimes misprojected feelings. Somebody could be very depressed about their own mortality or their own health. And you see that manifested by them being overly upset over the loss of something else. It just, somebody needs to get to the root of it. And that's what we medical professionals are trained to do. And it's okay. And it's okay. You know, let them be upset. You know, sometimes a memorial. I mean, God forbid Shaky Boo dies, I will probably online have a memorial. We'll show you guys everything he peed up, everything he ruined, right? Yeah. Every dirty look he ever gave us. And you know, the Viagra he got into, because I still don't understand how him being almost 17 years old, he's able to have as much sex as he does. And, you know, sometimes a memorial is really helpful. Yeah, it's okay. If somebody loves their animal that much, it's totally okay. Because sometimes also we have a lot of individuals that don't have kids, and so their animals are their fur babies. And so I you know, having lost a pet myself, they are my baby, so I get it. 1-877 Doc Valley.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when there was all the debate on police officers and the funding of the police and the numbers of police and there were calls to defund the police, I got nervous. I got very nervous because I know in my neck of the woods, we don't have enough. And when we don't have enough officers, sadly, people take matters into their own hands, and we are seeing individuals shoot neighbors. It's horrifying to see what's going on, and the chaos that has ensued, unfortunately, is bad for all of us if we don't figure out what we need to do. Well, when I had somebody come into my office saying that he was going to spray bullets, so we had to get rid of everybody, get everybody out of the office, get them to safety, close down. We did contact the police. We're very grateful for the police. But it took about 45 minutes for the officer to finally get there. That was plenty of time for us to get everybody out and for me to talk to him and try to get a family member. And maybe the response time might have been 40 minutes. Yeah, but it took a while. And I don't blame the cops. There's only so many. And there's tons of other things going on. And thank God, once we realized there wasn't a threat, he didn't have a gun on him. That could have also slowed down the transit time. But we have a woman who apparently called 911. This was in Colorado. And she had received a text from her husband saying that he was held hostage. Police got to the scene, were being told an hour later, but by then he was dead. Talisha Campbell, 35 years old, said her husband, Qualin Campbell, 32 years old, sent her text that said, 911, please send. He also shared his location and a photo of a man sitting next to him in his car. So she called 911 after 1 p.m. and she told the dispatcher that her husband, who was a father of two, was being held hostage. Colorado Springs police did respond, but they're saying they responded an hour later to a separate shooting call in a parking lot on South Nevada Avenue in Colorado Springs. Same location provided by Talisha earlier. Two men were found dead, according to the department's online police blotter, and her husband, Qualin, was one of the victims. She said she didn't find out herself until she went to the location herself. And apparently, she arrived before police. The other man was identified by the El Paso County Coroner's Office as David Carrells. Both men were shot to death, but only Campbell's death is being investigated as a homicide. Carrells' death is being investigated as a suicide. Now, this is, it's just horrifying. Not sure what is going on. Did he know who took him? But this is unfortunately something we keep hearing where we hope that the police could get there within seconds. And I am blown away at how fast their response time has been. God bless our police. When you hear of these shootings and these incidences and the police are there within minutes, it's amazing that they're able to, that there's officers that close at any particular time to get on scene. But you do have other cases or other instances where it does take a while. And so I think the average American feels that they're going to have to take matters into their own hands. And so I don't think there is a way to have enough officers for what we need. Now that crime is so bad and crime is so rampant, not to mention the domestic attacks and assaults and murders that are happening, there's just not enough police officers. They can't be everywhere. They're also having trouble recruiting. I hear time and time again, the average person does not want to be an officer based on everything that's been happening and officers getting shot and killed right out of graduation, as you've seen. And it's a very, very scary time. And so, we see the writing on the wall. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. We already are in a lot of trouble. With that Lululemon store, where three people entered the store, shoplifted, and the workers called the police and videotaped them, and then they got fired for doing that. And I get, you don't want to chase and engage a criminal, an alleged criminal, because it could put you at risk and others at risk. But to be fired for it? I think the average person is looking at where we are right now in this world and where we are with society, where they feel like they need to either take matters into their own hands or they just need to avoid others. There's a lot of discussion now on gun control. Because, once you see, these school shootings or these graduation shootings, the first thing people go to is, we got to do something about the guns. On the flip side, having had family whose guns were taken away from them, and then they were carted off to concentration camps, I'm a little mixed where I think we should be able to protect ourselves. And when people say, look, it's okay, we have cops, that's what your tax dollars are going for. You could give up your guns. We have police officers that'll be there for you. The police officers aren't always there for us. They can't be. God bless them. There's only so many. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to restrict gun ownership. It would leave the Second Amendment unchanged, allowing gun ownership. But there would be what he has demanded, common sense constitutional protections and gun safety measures. He thinks he would add bipartisan support for universal background checks, raising the firearm purchase age to 21, instituting a firearm purchase waiting period, barring the civilian purchase of assault weapons. And these are topics that have divided Congress. You know, in terms of the 21, you know, you have individuals who have served their country. If an 18 or 19-year-old or 20-year-old has been in the military, can they still own a gun? Some have recommended mental checks. It's interesting, in Israel, we saw somebody with an open carry. And we had to go to a wine tasting, and we saw somebody with an open carry. We asked. And he had said there were kind of two avenues in order to carry a gun. Civilians could carry guns, but they did have to go through certain psychological testing. Workers who work for firms or security firms could carry a gun. But there was a lot of hoops to go through. And I don't know all the details because I didn't research it, but this came from hearsay. And there's, you know, I felt pretty safe in Israel. I mean, people who had guns and I knew there were guns around. I knew there were people that had, you know, weapons, and I felt very protected because the military was around, police was around. But they keep in mind, everybody has to serve in the military and in some sort of capacity between 18 years old and 21. So they had plenty of numbers. We don't have that in America. And I'm not suggesting we have automatic, you know, military involvement but you know, you wonder if maybe we need to consider something else, because right now we're hoping that we staff enough and we're hoping that we have enough people that could protect us and put our lives on the line. And after what cops saw society did and how they turned on them, and in fact, one of our cops was shot in the head during the riots in 2020. The average person that wants to protect and serve is probably considering, you know what, I'm going to protect my family. Why should I put my life on the line? So we definitely need to have a conversation about where we go next with this. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.